To talk about Tanis Esther in the following manner. And the fact that we have a small olm here is exactly what I want to talk about. So I'm preaching to the choir, but
everyone's in their preparation.
Right, but the shot is like this, right? Yeah. Tanis Esther is also defying, is also, there's another name for Tanis Esther, Erev Pur. It's in the Yeshiva Welt, it is known that Tanis Esther is the day you look in thrift shops, which probably give money to churches, which you can't do that. You can't go to Salvation Army for costumes. But Walter is mocha each year. But yeshiva guys are super machbet on the costumes and the liquor stores and whatever. In a chanami, there are certain halachos you have to do for Purim. But the angle is like this. You know, sometimes, you know, the difference between a male and a female going shopping is a male, give me one pair of shoes, it fits, I'm out of there. Females take 100 pairs of shoes. No, nowadays it could be by the men. They also shop like females. But that's not the topic of today's vod. But so too, a guy needs a costume. So yeah, you get a costume, do something to have schmitz, every little thing to match. And okay, you know, everything is a cheshbon. Takes away from time, takes away from stuff. But I'm not going to read the lashon I wrote here.
Or he's going to come with a package?
But, huh?
Or he's just going to have his package?
Whatever, we'll see, we'll see. You know, there's a madrega called Malachtam Nasasar de Acherim. Sometimes people can do things for you, just come out. But Tanis Esther was not given off as a day for Erev Purim. It's a day, it's a super spiritual day. If you look in the Mishabura brings down, why do we fast on Yud Gimel Adar? Grad, we all pasha should fast Yud Gimel Adar practically nowadays for a different reason. It's called the Yurt side of Moshe Feinstein.
Okay.
Yeah, while you're getting your costume, just have in mind Moshe. He's always sitting and learning at all times. Yes, Yud Gimel Adar is Moshe Feinstein's Yurt side. No, but that's not why we fast today. We fast today is because the Jews went to war. On Yud Gimel, anytime there'd be something up in Klal Yisrael, the means, the Hechi Timsa, is to fast. And the Lashon of the Mishabura says, quotes from Rambam, V'nikotan, says, G'desh, Lizkar, Shashem Yisbarach, Rov, Shemeh, Kol Ish, Beit, Saraso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to all individual people when in your time of need. Kachi is Ana, when the person fasts, the Yashav Hashem, B'chol Avavo, K'mol Shal Sabim Amahem. So really, today, in a certain sense, connects to us much more than any other fast day, any other thing. You know, every other fast day, okay, you have to connect to the Chorban. This you connect in your own personal way. Anytime you need something, you fast, you daven to Hashem, Hashem answers your tefillos. That's what Tanis Esther is all about. So, Mamela, Tanis Esther should be a day which people take advantage of. It's a ruchnis day. It's a day of bakashas and tefillos, tshuva. But at the same time, okay, if you're going to prepare for Purim, there's a second aspect to prepare for Purim for, and that aspect is the ruchnis of Purim. Think about this: Yom Kippur, Yom Nerayim, right? We know from the Arizal, it's the one Arizal we all know, that Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day like Purim. That means madrigos that you can reach on Yom Kippur through that day, Yehua Din, you can reach awesome madrigos on Purim. Just the thing is, when it comes to Yom Kippur, they're prepared for 40 days before. From Rosh Chodesh Elul up until Yom Kippur, we're preparing for that. On Purim, ruchnias-wise, what do we have to prepare? We just roll into Purim, literally, and we just experience the day. There actually comes points in the day where, like, what should I do? Like, there's no game plan other than the costume, the drinking. You know, the guys may prepare when they start drinking.
So people have that prepared for months in advance.
I have down that, l'chora, we should prepare four things. Think about ahead of time coming into Purim. That short thing, next 7 minutes, we could think about four things to prepare ahead of time into Purim, and we'll be better off than the guys who might have a better costume.
What else?
Now, it's a trade-off. Everything in life is a trade-off.
We get both.
But the first thing is the davening. There's a Mishabura in Chelak Aleph, and the Mishabura talks about someone who's in jail, and he's allowed one day out, to get out of jail free for one day. So Mishnah Berurah says, the Havmina is, Ein Lomar, he should wait with that get out of jail card for Aseres Yemei Tshuva or Purim. Rather, you should take it right away, because if the king gives it to you, you never know when he might rescind it. So that's a good chalitz gam, guy. What's the Havmina? Aseres Yemei Tshuva or Purim? Shaychus. Like, that's the biggest thing. Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So, but the pshat is that Purim is a super, super mesugal day for tefillah. Whatever Tamas Esther is, Purim is that hundredfold. It's one of the greatest days of the year at the Dawah. Now, the classic yeshiva guy, Halvah, he wakes up in time after a crazy first night to hear Megillah and Davin. But really, one of the most important days for tefillah is on Purim. Really, a person should do the same way in Yom Ha'aretz. A person makes a list of what he wants to daven for. You should have that on Purim. You know, sometimes it changes from Yom Kippur to now. But it's very g'day for a person to have down that, okay, I'm going to daven, we take advantage of the day. That's one. Number two, I recently took my shir to Indian Creek Drive. No, that was Indian Creek Drive. What is Indian Creek Drive?
Old Yeshiva.
That was the old Yeshiva. The Yeshiva used to be in Miami Beach, 71st and Indian Creek Drive. So I give them a whole tour. One of the things I showed them was really the Shver had a very sticky thing. He used to name all the different, the dorm rooms were spread out throughout the building. He named them dorm room 1, 2, 3, 4. Depending on which side of the building it was, he gave different names to it. One was Lakeview. One was this. Another one was called Parkview. Parkview was the side of the building that was close to the park. I remember that because years ago I was here in Purim. And I remember, it wasn't called truly in my days, but I remember I had some Purim afternoon, I had some geshmaka beverage. And I took a chavos lavavos. I sat in the classroom by Parkview. And I sat and pounded away. Nice Moser Seder. Geshmaked. And that was amazing. You can't do this every day. Right, you can't come into more Kleiner will have a cat. But the pshat is on Purim, it's just a special day. Right? You're gonna drink anyway. Why don't you drink and learn Musser? Take a sefer, something that appeals to you, and just read it again and again in the Geshmaka state.
Musser is more also effective on Purim?
Here. Teaching the way to do Musa Bispilas? Yes. Because Haguva, part of the thing in Musa Bispilas is you're embarrassed usually to do it in different things. But get yourself, on Purim day, you'll have a classroom. Unless they're all locked. But you'll find a spot in the building. No one's around. Take a Musa Sefer, take a drink, and learn Musa. It's
before
awesome.
The suit already?
Yes, before the suit. Sometimes in the middle of the suit you can escape. I'm famous for that. You know, you escape in the middle of the suit. But I was thinking before the suit. Three, another famous topic we once talked about. Rebbe, I want to learn. She'ifas. I saw someone sending the meme going around. They say in Tom's River, the line is, Rebbe, I want to earn. Shem Yerachim. But the pshat is no. Rebbe, I want to learn. Is that's all about Perm. You guys remember the famous schmooze from last year? Remember the schmooze? With, right, the guy with the purple hair. Was crying when he won the Super Bowl. So they had a meme made to that picture of Rebbe, I want to learn. I remember in my days, Rebbe Frankie would sit at the steps going into the Beis Medrash in Queens, crying every year. Oh, yeah, I want to learn. Purim is a day to have she'ifas. Maybe that's really beyond Moser Seder. Once you learn Moser Seder, you get bumped up. Like, I want to accomplish, I want to do things. Purim is a day. You're a free spirit. You're this. You take advantage of the moment. And your mama chef she'ifos. I want to shtag. I want to grow. You know, there's ever a guy in yeshiva you always want to ask the one b'chavrusa with. Ask him on Purim. No. You can make relationships. You can make chavrusas. Huh?
On Purim, you can't claim you're drunk.
Yeah. Just ask a rebbe. You know, get a rebbe. Can you give me a seder, please? I want to learn. Sometimes they'll be in that state with.
Right,
all the time they'll say, forget it, you're drunk. Okay. I don't know who to ask. But finally, the fourth thing, now all these things, I think if you plan ahead of time to do them, you're going to do them. If you don't plan ahead about these things, it's just going to happen, and it may not be there. But the other step, and you can't get someone else's. But the other step on Purim you can't go without is achdus, it's friendship. It's super, super good for a guy on Purim to reach out to other guys in yeshiva, not just your little clique of who you sit next to by every Shabbos meal, or every vad, or every this, right? Or the guys that come to, right? Your roommates, your ex-roommates. People, mamash, spread the cheer, the geshmakite, all in one yeshiva, all experiencing Purim together. And it's super kedai. You know, I would even say a loin. I have a small group of guys here. Right? True or false? There obviously are guys in yeshiva that are less popular than others. Right? Just a matzias, always is. Imagine if every guy over here befriended that guy. Befriended one guy in yeshiva like that. Really, I think you have to know when to do it, how to do it. Right? Everyone here, I was getting riled up in my halacha share on Sunday. I'll end it with this point. You know, there's a big inyan here in Megillah, but Rova Am Hajas Mal, right? Because the more people there, the more coveted is to the king. So did they hear the fact that Kolzman, that there are other Yidden that should be in yeshiva, should be around Torah Dika Jews, and aren't? Don't you think that's a chasarn in Rova Am Hajas Mal? Everyone has somebody they know from, you know, high school, Spanish, neighbors. Again, you have to know, okay. Like, talking about the issue of policies, who's all the come, mama all the come, get in the door. But, you know, well, high school friends, I'm like, they wander in here, they won't throw them out. But everyone calls up one friend that's less affiliated. Okay. If you don't know people here in Florida, call your friends in Queens. But reach out to someone less affiliated than Purim. The achdus shouldn't just be within the circle, the guys in yeshiva. But achdus, pick one guy that you have shaychus to that isn't in the best place. Your church boys. You're this. And you know, to reach out to them on Purim. That's mamish, like, give them the phone call. It'd be great if you can advance the dance. Your neighbor in Hollandale. Come on down. See what yeshiva is. Not so crazy. I mean, it is crazy. Somebody's right. For some people, it may not be the best day of the year to visit on Purim. For most people, it is. If they're straying from Yiddishkeit, Purim's the best day for them to visit yeshiva. But I think if all these things you game plan ahead of time, then Ezra Hashem, the Purim would be amazing. So Tanis Esther should be a day of preparation, 100%. But ruchnius of preparations. Preparation with the ikar of purpose. And Be'ez Hashem, you should all be zeicha to dance, to experience it. I'm looking forward to dancing with everybody here.
Amen.
Yes. My wife made a new takana that I have to hold my gramen for my shir. Not teich the suda. So I'm going to try. I'm going to try. Huh? Oh, Tefillah.
Wait, but grammars for Rabbi Natas Rabbi Shur now, Rabbi to do, eh?
Huh?
Grammars for guys that used to be Rabbi Shur.
So kind of this year they're pushing me to talk about characters. So if you're together a character.
Oh, no. Okay, never mind. Stretch that.
Same
I don't know. You know, last night, you know, Sammy said.
I got a text from him.
Yeah.
At 1:45 in the morning, I was in a spot, but I didn't want it to die.
Yeah. Do you know why?
He just read me sent him the picture.
Yeah.
What?
He's like, I didn't know I invited five on my show.
No, but that's how he told me. I'm voting for you even when I'm done. Hashtag deal, boys. But Rebbe, he's like, I don't even know why I'm voting for this guy. For me, he's like, obviously I'm voting for you.
That's amazing. Okay. We'll say Ashkai for coming. A Chazik. Let's go get your costume.
Okay, 3 minutes in the tour. Let's go.
What are you guys doing?
Dry cleaners.
What?
Dry cleaners.